special edition of Toffee Blue Review. My name's David, I'm currently sat in the heart of Amsterdam. However, yesterday I was in Rotterdam where I met former Everton player Royston Drenthe. Royston, of course, joined the Toffees in 2011 on loan from Real Madrid. He was an exciting talent, however, he only stayed at the club for 1 year. Rumours of partying off the pitch and a rift with then manager David Moyes meant that his career at Everton was cut short. We met Royston yesterday in a beautiful restaurant in the heart of Rotterdam. We sat down with his management originally. We knew Royston was to be late due to some contractual obligations. As the afternoon went on, it became a bit of a crazy afternoon. We drank beers, ate some sushi with his manager. A few friends appeared, they were all fantastic people, we enjoyed drinks with them. Then a Dutch TV company turned up. They were due to interview Royston after us. So there was quite a large party of us by the time the interview got going. I think you can see things were a little bit crazy and they proceeded that way throughout the interview. But it was great to talk to Royston and everybody around him. I do genuinely believe he enjoyed his time in Everton. He speaks as if it was maybe the pinnacle of his career, which sounds quite ironic considering he was at Real Madrid. But he seemed to play his best football at Everton Football Club. And maybe under different circumstances, he may have stayed a little bit longer. I hope you enjoyed the interview.
Royston, first and foremost, thank you for meeting me in Rotterdam. It's my first time here. I know it's your home. After being everywhere else, England, Spain, a few other places, Middle East, what's it like being back here, playing your football again?
Playing football is like a magical thing, you know, something where you don't expect, because 2 years ago I stopped. And I made the decision, I made a proper decision for my kids, for myself, because I think I had to go back to normal.
Yeah.
And I think that was a good thing for me now. That football came back in my life, that was not planned, but that it came back, it's also a good thing.
Yeah.
But I couldn't start playing football again if everything in my head was super open-minded, clear, and be a grown man, if you understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Did you feel like you almost had to take that break to come back and be where you are now?
I don't feel like it proved me that I had to do this.
Yeah.
If I stayed those 2 years in football, I don't think I could be the man what I be.
You think it might have been the end almost?
Yeah, I understand.
So let's go way back. So look, you were at Real Madrid, one of the biggest clubs in the world.
Yeah.
Fantastic club. How did the move to Everton come about, and what did you know about Everton before you came?
The move to Everton came because my time at Madrid was almost done. We had Mourinho as a gaffer. And he was not happy with me because what I did at Hercules, because they were not paying my wages, and in December I didn't train 2 weeks because I was waiting for my wages. Then at the end of the transfer market, I got an option to go to Everton.
Yeah,
it was like was the last day, so I had to make a quick decision.
Yeah.
So I saw some things on the internet. I didn't really know a lot about Everton, but I knew it was in England.
Yeah.
I knew I liked English football, so I had to make a decision. So I went there with not a lot of vision, but when I was there, I saw like, okay, yes, this is the type of club what I need to go crazy on the field. You understand?
Yeah. Well, there was another Dutch player that played Everton shortly before yourself, Andy van der Meijde.
Yeah.
He's quite well known with Evertonians,
because
he had quite a reckless time off the pitch as well. Did you speak to him before the move, or did you have any contact with him?
I never speak with Andy before that move. I didn't know him personally before that move, but now I know Andy really good.
Yeah.
He's a really good friend of mine.
Would you say that you guys are good friends now, or?
Yeah, we are good friends. We are good friends now. And if you listen to Andy, those stories, what he saw at Everton, what he did in Everton, good things but also bad things.
Yeah. More bad than good, would you say? Or
it's hard to say, but it's also like what happened on what is happening in your life on that moment. Mm. Are you happy?
Yeah.
Are you not happy?
So you come in on that final day, and I remember for Everton especially, it was a quiet summer by their standards, and we only brought yourself in and Dennis Strapwell-Hirsey, the Argentinian
guy.
What was he like? Because I know you done a little bit of press with him, didn't you? He seemed a strange character.
That guy was a big monster, man. That guy, he had like normal quality. He was not like the type of player what I was, what I am. But he was so strong. Mm. He had a condition. He had like lungs for 10 people. For example, when we had, I remember really good when we had like international duty. That David Moyes used to give us like 4 or 5 days off because of the international duty. But before he gave us these days off, we had to run like hell. And then you had like Goodison Park. No, sorry, not Goodison Park. Goodison Park, that's like our stadium.
Finch Farm.
Yeah. And around Finch Farm, we had like, how you call it? Like
a running track, was it?
A running track.
Yeah.
David Moyes liked it to go on that running track before we go on international duty. For the boys, we didn't have international duty, but to get those days off.
Yeah.
And I always was in a group with this track. How you call it?
Strakulerski. Yeah.
Strakulerski.
I might even be doing it wrong.
Believe me, mate. I was running, and for my feeling, I was running good. But if you was running beside this guy, it was not possible to go because that guy he kept going and it felt like I wasn't coming forward.
Yeah.
So basically I always said like, listen, if I'm running, I'm not going next to this guy because these lungs are too good, man.
Yeah. I have to go like a machine almost.
He was like a machine, man.
Well, so you arrive anyway and you're in England, which is fantastic for you. What were the Everton fans like when you got there? Did you get to see much of them? How did they welcome you? How did that go?
Yeah, I have like I think I have a very, very great feeling about those the Everton fans. Mm. I never had problems with them. They always backed me really up in the stadium. I remember when I got the ball in the stadium, they always stand up and they knew something was gonna happen.
Yeah.
Even if I was playing on the right side, on the left side, on the number 10 position, I was really good that year. I felt really good.
No, you were. Yeah.
A lot of things were going perfect in the game. So, yeah, I love those fans. Yeah. They always have a good place in my heart because they always will be. They were real with me, you know.
Yeah.
Not fake shit.
That's it. Especially Evertonians, they love exciting players, you know, and people who do get them up, standing off the chairs, and certainly that's what you were. When you got to the club then, who did you kind of strike the relationship with, friendships? We know that you had a fellow countryman, Heitinger, there, but then a couple of the young lads.
Fellaini was a good friend of mine.
Ross Barkley, yeah.
Jose Baxter.
Yeah.
You know?
But funny enough, I spoke to Jose before I come over.
Okay.
And he told me to remind you about the poker nights that you used to have in yours. And he said you loved an 8-2 bluff on the
8-4.
8-4.
Because my birthday is on 8th of April. So if I decide to play that hand, like powerful, I will play it powerful, you understand?
He said you used to love the nightlife playgrounds, so you're in there all the time.
True. That was the time that playground was new.
Just under the Hilton.
Yeah, so you had to go in with a scan and that kind of stuff. You know, for us, it was like magical.
Yeah.
We were like 24, 25. They had like a new concept. You know, you couldn't just go in the club. You have to scan it.
Wait, was it like a membership?
Like a membership. You had that with your passport and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So, I mean, moving on to the nightlife side, because we can't not chat without going on to it, because I feel like one of the things that made you so exciting was there's so many stories that were coming out, you know, about Winston was doing this, he was here that night, he was there that night. Yeah. One, I know we've spoke before, haven't we? One that I mentioned was this one where it was a rumour, but you made clear it up for people watching. The 2 a.m. turning up at Finch Farm. This story developed as I heard it, as you were there, 2 in the morning, hot tub, different girls on each arm. Was it that, or was it?
The story is true, but the story with girls and that kind of stuff, that's just a, they give it like a little extra.
Yeah, Chinese whispers.
Because I remember I was not feeling well that day.
Yeah.
I took my car because I didn't want to come late in the morning. And I needed my car to come back to the training ground in the morning. And of course, it was 2 o'clock, but in my mind, it was like, okay, what is 2 o'clock? And around these times, I'm awake as well at home sometimes. You understand? Yeah. I will not train. I will not be bad on the training if I go a little bit later to bed.
Yeah. So you'd be off at like at that time anyway, no matter.
Yeah, sometimes not. You understand? Yeah. But I want to get my car, and that afterwards it was a big problem for me that I got my car at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Do you feel like the nightlife in Liverpool hindered the career at times? Because we're not talking about, you know, you're 31 now, you put all that behind you. We're talking about mid-20s, earning good money. Yeah, and Liverpool is a great city, but it's also, it can lure you in, can't it? Especially at night time.
I don't think that really had impact on my stay at Everton. You know, I was on loan and Everton, and Everton took only half of my wages that year. So basically, it was already difficult to stay there.
Okay, yeah.
And my relationship with David Moyes wasn't really good. And at that moment, he had a big impact on the club. So,
well,
he didn't want to work with me anyway anymore. So,
well, we'll come on to David Moyes shortly, because obviously we had that real massive game against Liverpool. It was one of the biggest games in a long time. Semi final, FA Cup.
I remember really good.
Because Everton were confident before that game, of course.
Very confident.
We knew we had the likes of yourself in the team. Their team wasn't the best, certainly by their standards. What happened for you not to be included in the squad that day?
I remember it was on a training day. And I remember I was, I think I was home with him. Yeah. Was jij die dag dat ik wegstuurd was bij Everton, was jij toen in Liverpool?
No, I know
my aunt was there, Auntie Helen. I was that night, I was watching a movie in like my game room.
Okay.
Fell asleep alone.
Yeah.
No alarm on, and some things happened before already. And I came, not too late for training, but we had to be like 10:30 on the training ground and 11 o'clock training.
Oh, okay.
So I came in like, 10 minutes before training.
Mm.
But that day we had like a
pre-game meeting or something?
Pre-game meeting and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And I was late. But normally, you know, the gaffer couldn't see that kind of stuff. Sometimes players, everybody was not coming like a half an hour before the training. Mm. Sometimes, you know, we just walked in and we were like teammates, so we didn't snitch each other out, you understand?
If somebody came
like 20 minutes late, why I have to say because of my teammate, he was a little bit late, then I cannot go to the gap, you know? So we covered each other there.
Yeah.
But that day it was like a team meeting and I was not in that meeting, you understand?
So it was spotted that you wasn't there.
It was spotted, and we had some crazy things already, so I was like, fuck, I'm fucked, you know?
Do you feel like the relationship with Moyes at that time was already tarnished?
It was already done.
Yeah.
It was already done.
So what, you've come in late and he's told you?
I waited when they were finished with this team.
Yeah.
Came out, wanted to walk to him and said to him, like, what happened? And he looked at me and he said, Roy, just fuck off.
Really?
You know? Just fuck off and go.
Mm.
You know? And I was like, looking to him, you know, understanding him as well, but also like
frustrated.
What do you mean, like, just fuck off, you know?
Yeah.
With my tempo on that moment, I was like, oh, you want me to fuck off? Okay, I'm leaving.
Yeah, I'm gone.
And that's what I did, you know? Stupid, maybe. But I left, went home, took my car, straight away to Holland.
Come back here?
Straight away.
Yeah. So did you even see the game?
Nothing.
No, just seeing the results afterwards. Yeah. What do you feel like your relationship was with Moyes? Because when he was at Everton, he was considered, you know, a good manager, and he was there for 10 years, and he didn't win anything, but he was arguably their most successful, unsuccessful manager. But then since he's left Everton, he went to Manchester United, didn't do too well. then he's been to Sunderland, West Ham, and he's struggling wherever he's going. Do you think he wasn't as great as maybe he was made out? Or was it hard to say?
I think the credit what he got in Everton, he didn't get them for nothing.
Yeah, okay.
But if you don't win nothing in 10 years,
questions have asked.
I think that you then you give Everton a little bit too less credit because I think that Everton is an English club. They can easily win things because they always have a good team, but we never win things.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah.
I think that year that we played there, we could win things.
Yeah, I agree.
We beat like big teams. It doesn't matter who came to Goodison Park, for example. Manchester City with big names and that kind of stuff. Mm. Arsenal. I remember that game we had to win. I scored like a goal what was not offside.
Yeah,
and they robbed me from that goal, for example.
Yeah.
You know, but those games, we were like motivated. Like,
well, there was that fantastic run, wasn't there, that season that you were there, where around January, February time, beat Manchester City, beat Chelsea, beat a few big sides, didn't he? And I know you were involved in that, and it almost concluded with, because I know that the lads, certainly yourself, went to Dubai, didn't you, like a little break?
Yeah, against Blackpool. We won against Blackpool the quarterfinal.
Am I right in saying it all come down to that game, whether you were going to get the break or whether you were going to be not going away, basically? Did you have to win that game?
Yeah, we had to win that game, you know, because the gaffer said to us, listen, if you win this game, you guys get 4 or 5 days off.
Mm.
Losing this game, training.
Mm.
But mate, if you want to go to Dubai, for example, you have to book a flight before you cannot book because the flights are full that quick. So basically, most of the place we booked the flight before, like with the risk for fuck it, we have to win this game. You know?
But I remember you scored, didn't you? You scored the left.
Mate, 30 seconds. Fellaini give me the ball back. Put it in.
And then, I remember you running off in the top nail.
Yeah, I want to take the top ball. I was like,
nah.
Because later I take another yellow and I'm fucked.
Yeah,
so.
Maybe you were nearly on holiday in your head, you know. Who knows? You're thinking about your holiday.
I was thinking about a good holiday, you know, a fresh win.
Yeah.
And 4 or 5 days off, it's always nice, you know, together.
So, where are you now with Everton? Do you try and keep a lookout for their results, or, you know, do you keep an eye on how they're getting on every so often? I remember you were speaking off camera a while ago about the number 10 shares and what that kind of.
Yeah. That's always interesting. Yeah. That's the thing what's always. That's always interesting. That's the first thing what I always. I watch Everton games because that's my club in England.
Yeah.
I played another club, but they were not that big as Everton.
Yeah.
But I remember that Lukaku had. No, first of all, Delovier had my number 10 when I left. Afterwards, Lukaku. I don't know who has number 10 now in Everton.
You know what? I should have done my research before I come on, but I didn't. But what I did do is, and this was actually, stay there, we have got a gift for you off Everton.
Yeah? A gift for me?
So I spoke to the club before coming over and I said I was meeting you, and they actually printed this for you, so if you want to have a look at it.
Serious?
Yeah, seriously, yeah.
Fucking hell, man.
And this was off the club.
I don't get really much gifts, but this, I really appreciate it. I don't even know what it is, but fucking hell, man.
Yeah. And that was a...
Wow, this is nice. I like this, you know. I remember when I came at Real Madrid, when I had my first own shirt, I said to them, listen, I want Drenthe. Then afterwards, I said, no, I want R.Drenthe, but my name is Royce Ricky Drenthe. And then I was like, wait a minute, we got to change it. It's like Royce Ricky Drenthe, so I will have to meet R.R. So when I came at Everton, I remember that they, Arteta's his name, eh?
Yeah, Arteta, yeah.
He was like on the, basically, he was almost done with Arsenal.
Yeah.
And I was like, listen, if Arteta leaves, that's the number what I need. And I'm going to prove that this number is my number, you know?
Yeah.
So everything when I'm looking to Everton, of course, I always respect everything, but it feels still like my number, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So when you see someone else in it,
Yeah, it's difficult, you know, but that's it. And I don't have that feeling, for example, with my number 15 at Real Madrid or with my number 24 at Final. But that number 10.
Everton. Well, that's it. No, I'm biased, of course, so but I consider it a special.
I really appreciate that, man. You see this, guys? I'm happy like a kid, man. You see this, eh? Deze krijg je niet, katje. Deze is van mij, katje. Ben je dom?
Better than being too small, isn't it?
Yeah, Raka no Malo, man. This one is going on the ground, man. Great, great. Hey, it's a nice
material,
huh?
No, yeah, and as I said, that was like,
I like always, Everton have so many sponsors, man.
Yeah.
Angry Birds.
It's the Premier League now, there's so much money in there that you're using every bit of space on there just to get a sponsor on there.
Wow, Angry Birds. He has that shirt from Blackpool.
When I scored that game when we went to Dubai. Yeah.
He was one of my mates who went with us. And he said to me, "You're crazy. Why you buy the tickets before?" I said, "Mate, we cannot go if we don't buy them." Because my sister was over. My sister's boyfriend was over. Cousins, we were like in a group from 11. So we had
all waiting for the victory.
And they were like, at that moment, I can tell it now. At that moment, you know, I was really, really in love with a girl. Her name is Olivia.
Yeah.
Can I call her?
Yeah.
I said, come on. Huh?
No, come on, we'll bring these in.
About Olivia.
Olivia, yeah.
That girl, I think she was like my secret lover. Like I was so in love with that girl. I was almost on point to finish my marriage and everything. I was focused on that girl.
Right, yeah.
That girl, she went with us to Dubai as well.
Yeah.
And with a friend. You know, but she was so nice for me, and she was tight. I did so many. Hoe zeg je moeite? Hoe zeg je moeite in het Engels? Hey, hoe zeg je moeite in het Engels? Moeite. Ik deed zoveel moeite.
Oh, wat?
Moeite voor een dame.
He was really putting all the effort in it.
Okay.
A lot of effort.
Grafton, was grafting.
But she was a model, you know. Sometimes we were like walking in the city center of Liverpool, and she was on big billboards.
Yeah.
She was
good looking.
She was buzzing.
Where is she now? Then we know.
I don't know
where
she. I don't know where she. Victor, she was a good, really good friend of Victor Anichibi, and he always was like, "Mate, this girl, you cannot get her. She is so difficult." I was like, "Mate, I'm gonna get her." So it was, and that, you know, we had like, I was good with a father, with a little brother on that moment and everything, but I fucked up, you know,
yeah,
I fucked up because I was always so busy with too much things and everything. And that's the reason why she was like later on into, because she came to Holland and we tried. But afterwards I was too busy with too much stupid things.
Yeah.
So she chose her own life, you understand?
Do you think she might end up watching this?
If she watching this, you know, I think she got because her brother is an Evertonian.
Oh, okay.
Her little brother is Evertonian. Her dad's Olivia Stapleton.
Okay, Olivia.
Stapleton.
We're talking about her.
Olivia Stapleton.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. We'll see if she I hope so.
I don't even confine her on. Sometimes I'm watching on the gram. Maybe she has Instagram. Or she might have, but I think it's. I don't know what kind of Instagram.
Yeah.
You know, for example, I'm going on, let's see. Sometimes when you type Olivia, you find somebody. Let me check. Olivia.
So just to be clear on the video right now, we're searching Olivia.
Olivia Stapleton.
Oh, that might be her. Is that her, no?
No, that's not her.
Maybe someone's got a lockdown. You know, someone's already with her now.
I think she has a boyfriend because we went to Ibiza as well.
Oh, okay.
And then we didn't talk anymore. I remember that some of my friends at CC with their boyfriend, and that
broke your heart.
I was like a bad boy, but it broke. You know,
yeah,
I felt it.
I get it.
Because she was like important. She was important for me. This is no, I don't.
Oh, you have it?
Yeah,
oh, she's got a kid.
Oh, she got a kid now. Damn! Wow! Okay. She's married. Oh, what?
She's married.
I knew this already. Yeah, but
she still loves Instagram, doesn't she? Yes. I'll probably delete this out, gents.
Yeah, no problem, no problem.
Is it Megan?
No, that's not Megan.
I think
you think she's still rolling with Megan? I don't think so.
I saw some pictures on Instagram. Okay. I'm not sure if a guy looks like Rose. Yeah, he looks a little bit like
Rose. Yeah, same hair, you know.
Big boy.
was this the guy who was in Ibiza as well with her?
Yeah.
Then she's with him, with the same guy.
So she must be screwed up.
Yes, but I'm happy for her that she's happy because.
Because you like
her. And I was young and I couldn't make her happy on that moment because I was too.
Too wild?
Too wild. That's the reason why my marriage went broken on that moment. Everything.
Yeah,
you understand?
Listen, let's all right, move on from Everton. Yeah. But just before we do, were you sad that you never got to stay? No. Would you like a few more years there? Because everyone spoke to around you and yourself just speak very highly of your time at Everton.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you wish it lasted a little bit longer?
That's my best time ever.
Yeah?
That's my best time ever.
On the pitch and off the pitch or?
On the pitch as well. Okay. Yeah, so, Everton was it. Imagine I would make a transfer to Everton now. You know that.
Yeah.
That
sometimes, if Everton come knocking tomorrow.
Sometimes you have to think about it, but because I said I don't go to outside the country for nothing or something. You know, I'm just staying over here.
Yeah.
But a club like Everton is different style.
Yeah. I get that.
It's not like it's different. You know, I didn't play for bigger clubs in England, but a club like Everton, it has everything.
That's something different as well, that maybe other clubs don't have.
It has everything.
So, listen, you moved on from Everton as it was. You've played basically everywhere, I think, haven't you? You've been Russia, you've been back home.
Ten clubs, mate.
10 clubs?
I played for my 10th club, mate.
Where was the place that you enjoyed your football least?
Yeah, at Everton.
Least. So not didn't like it the most.
Oh, didn't like it
worst.
The most. You mean like outside of the pitch or because
when I play football, I'm always happy.
You understand?
Okay. Maybe where you were just somewhere that you just didn't enjoy the environment or.
Yeah, Kayseri at Giresun.
Where was that?
In Turkey.
Oh, yeah. Just not a great place to be.
Vladikavkaz as well.
Oh, yeah. Just why? Just didn't like it?
Vladikavkaz, like, we were like 2 hours from war. You know?
Yeah, that's a long
and
way.
And Kayseri was just a dead city.
Really, yeah?
You cannot do nothing. Restaurants close like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock.
So what were you doing at night time?
Mate, you cannot do nothing. You had to go to Istanbul if you win a game or something. Mate, that city was dead, man.
Yeah.
Nothing, mate. No ambience. Like, for example, are we sitting here? This is not possible.
Yeah. By the way, this is a lovely restaurant, isn't it?
A lovely restaurant and a good city.
Mate. Yeah, fantastic city. It is my first time here and I love it. But, I suppose what you need to do is clear up exactly what's going on now. I know what you're up to, but I'll give you an indication. I was at Finch Farm about 3 weeks ago covering an under-18 game.
Yeah.
And a few lads, fellas in front of me who were talking about not only them Royston. I'm still speaking about you now.
Yeah.
And he was saying, oh yeah, he's a rapper now with Ryan Babel and all this kind of stuff. you know how these things. So where are we with the music? Because you love your music. Yeah, what's going on with that?
It's making me like a happy man.
Yeah.
I think about music is like, you have people who like music.
Mm-hmm.
You have people, they know what is music.
Yeah.
You have people, they know how to make music.
Yeah.
And to feel music.
Mm.
And I think I'm the third one.
Yeah.
I know how to make music and to feel music. I can sit with you. We listen to a nice rap from a nice rapper. And I listen to him and I like him. But we can also go to a nice techno party.
Mm.
And I feel the music.
Yeah.
You know, I have... And we say waardering. Waardering. Yes, I have appreciation for some sounds.
Yeah.
What I didn't have before, you understand?
Mm, yeah.
Because a lot of people think that music is only like letters. Or the way how you... how you rap about so much music is a beat, a perfect beat, a perfect sound, you know?
It's so crazy.
So that's the reason why I like music, because you don't have to be the biggest artist to make great music. You know what I think is in music? who's gonna listen to your music.
Yeah, yeah.
Who, are you, you know?
Yeah, no, dude, it's like, is your aim then to, you know, be the artist, or are you the person behind the artist? Yeah. What are you looking for?
On the moment, both of them. But yeah. In the future, I want to be the person behind the artist.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you want to build others up almost?
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes. Yeah. That's what I'm doing with my company and that kind of stuff.
Oh,
you know?
Nice. Yeah.
I love music too much, man.
Yeah. 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 I get it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I like. Yeah, I like good music. Good music.
So we were talking about you've got a book out as well. Well, it went out. Was it last year or this year? It went out.
Last year.
Yeah, but only went out in Dutch, isn't it? Now. Rumours I'm hearing that potentially you're gonna bring out a copy, you're gonna maybe touch more on the Everton side and the football side things, and you're gonna get translated into English.
Yes,
is that right?
Exactly. That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
We are talking with the management now and checking what's right for us to do.
Yeah,
and from there on we make a decision to do it or not.
When are you gonna come back to Goodison?
I wanna come.
Because I can tell you now, people have been made up to see you over there again. You know, I said people still talk about you now, and it'd be great to see you at Goodison Park again.
I think it will be a little bit emotional for me because the last day on my last day on Goodison Park was playing.
Yeah,
at that pitch, and I'm watching games and I see. So much respect for my old teammate Leighton Baines, he's still there.
Yeah, he is, you know? Yeah.
Still in the same position, still doing the same thing.
Yeah. He's what you'd call a model professional.
Greatness,
isn't he?
Man.
Yeah.
Greatness, man. How old is he now?
He's about 30, 33, 34, I think.
Oh, look
so.
At that.
Yeah. I know. Seamus Coleman, was he still there when you were there?
He was. Yeah. And he's still there as well.
Yeah, he is. Phil Jagielka, he's still there.
Phil Jagielka is also still there.
He's about 36, 37 now, Phil.
Yeah?
He's still in and around the team doing well.
But they're still playing from the...
Yeah, yeah? So he's suspended at the moment. He got sent off at the start of the season.
Okay, look, that's great. When you see that Phil Jagielka still is like a central defender, 36, and still playing, that gives me like a boost to go strong. Her name is Katie.
John. Yeah.
She's now like a... Who's like a stewardess?
Yeah, stewardess is the same thing. Yeah,
oh,
yes, we can have that. Yeah,
and she is one of them now. You know, but long time ago I spoke to her, so she sent me a message on Graham. Royston, do you remember me? And I was like watching through the picture. I said, hey, what the fuck, this is Katie. I said, Katie, how are you? I never saw her anymore. But that was the thing from Liverpool.
Yeah.
We were so, even if they were football players or not, everybody was so tight with each other.
Yeah, it's almost like a small bubble, you know.
I had a great time there, man.
Well, listen, we'll wrap it up, but we want to see you back over there when you can.
If you invite me, I will come.
Yeah, we will, yeah. It's a deal, yeah?
Yeah, that's a deal.
And
I will wear this shirt then.
Yeah, we're proud.
I will wear this shirt.
So yeah, thank you very much, mate.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Cheers.
Thank you.
I really hope you enjoyed that. Thank you very much to Royston for the interview. Thoroughly enjoyed talking to him. Thanks to Chav for all the work she put in to set it up. Thanks to John. Thanks to Sarah. Please make sure you subscribe to the Toffee Blues. Do like and comment on the video. Let us know your thoughts. And until next time, take care.